one of my luscious ones. This is take three, maybe four, of my end of the month, end of the year, what's coming up audio. I just ramble too much so that I I redo them so I don't torture you too much with these things. What I really want to say in this one, without rambling and without having to go to a take five or six, is thank you. I can't thank you enough for making this year so great. I don't think any of you are aware, and I don't think I've ever told this story, but when I first started recording, before I even started recording, I only really knew about one other artist and at least one that was on Patreon, and she's wonderful. She's great. Amazing, amazing. And I noticed that I think she had maybe 100 or 120 subscribers, and she'd been doing it for a while, and I thought, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to go on Patreon, and maybe someone will support me, and maybe one of these days I'll get 120 subscribers like her, and God, if I can do that, that means I've made it. Like, I'm her. I've done this. I'm good at this. And I don't mean I made it like making millions. It wasn't about the money. It was more about people wanting to hear my dirty stories. And I've surpassed 200 now. I mean, I know that'll change at the beginning of the month. It dips. It just goes crazy. But it doesn't matter. I've way surpassed that number, and I never even expected that. And of course, it feels different now that I'm here and I'm doing it. And I still am in awe sometimes that you're all here. Some of you have been here since almost day one. My God, look at here, you can see the smile on my face right now. I'm blushing. I'm happy. I'm really blessed, just grateful for being able to do this and for having all of you and for being able to go into another year knowing I get to do naughty things and just have a good time. A naughty, that's my goal. I don't set goals for the new year. I'm really not into New Year's. It's probably my least favorite holiday because I don't look back. I don't care what happened in the past year, good or bad. I'm just always looking forward to more and more fun, more joy, more laughing, more orgasms. And that's what I'm going to give to you. If I can bring more of that to you in 2022, then I'm going to be a happy, sexy little MILF next year. But I guess you want to know exactly what I have planned coming January, don't you? Well, I kind of have a surprise. I don't want to get into it too much because I don't even know if it's going to be a go. I think it is, and I hate being a tease like this, but I've got something in my mind that actually involves a male voice. And no, it's not going to be a dirty audio, and it's not going to be me getting fucked in my naughty room, I wish. But just something interesting, fun, something sex-related, and they were on board. We just haven't had an opportunity to finalize some stuff with the holidays going on. But I'm pretty sure I can make it work for January, and there'll be more to come on that. But something interesting and new and different to look forward to. One of the MILFmas audios was a breeding impregnation theme where her biological clock was ticking, so she was just getting fucked and trying to get knocked up. Well, she's coming back in January because she did get knocked up, and now she's got to find the daddy and maybe relive some of that naughtiness. I feel like I'm craving some cuckolding. Like, I haven't done that in so long. Or maybe cuckqueening, although I think I did a little bit of that. Something in that. I need that. I don't know why. I just need to do that in January as well. I'm craving cocks coming through a hole in the wall. So, yeah. Good glory. I feel like I'm drooling. Oh my God. I literally I'm sitting in my naughty room just seeing all these imaginary cogs come through the sides of the wall. So yeah, Glory Hole is interesting and going to be on my list. Definitely more letters to Lacey. I got to get, I have a backlog of them. Just MILFmas consumed me last month, but I have to finish the, well, there's a continuation to the lactating lesbian letter. I also did like a story time audio for the letters to Lacey tier this month in December, where she was sort of confessing some of her naughty experiences to her partner, and he really liked that, and she was masturbating with him. I really enjoyed that. You don't know the behind the scenes, but I saw this naughty picture. Actually, it was video. I was watching porn, which I haven't done for a while. I usually just scroll through Tumblr and stuff, but I was actually watching porn that night, and this woman just kept getting anally fucked everywhere in every scene. And there was one where, and it was amateur porn, and she was getting fucked over a washing machine in her ass. And yeah, some of the bits and pieces of that story where she pushes the cum out and he pushes it back in, that was all really hot in that scene. And I got really excited and horny watching that. And then I just let it go because I wanted to talk about it. So I think I might continue to incorporate some of that story time theme in the letters to Lacey, where naughty me, probably inspired by videos or pics, tell my partner about it as we masturbate together. Hopefully you like that too, because I'm going to give you more of that. What else? Oh yes, my unboxing. My toys showed up and I finally opened them up in the dark because I was trying to find the toy that I bought for him to use on me. And that did happen, and that was really good. A great investment on that toy. I just hope it gets a lot more use. But in the package, which again, I didn't look too detailed, and I hope everything's in there because it was dark, but I still have the toy, quote unquote toy that I bought for me, that I know what it is that I will be unboxing. And then the surprise thing that I bought, I think it might be two, I can't even remember, but I bought some mystery box type thing, and we will open it together in January and possibly play with it, which reminds me, I should probably get batteries just in case. Gotta be prepared. Don't want to start the whole audio or even do it live and can't continue without the batteries. So that is going to happen. And what else? Oh, I'm going to be updating the Dropbox library links again. So they'll be changing in January, probably around anywhere between the 5th to the 8th of the month after everyone's finished, you know, subscribing and all of that good stuff. I will be updating those, so look for new links around that time. And I think I want to pick a few of my favorites from 2021, and then based on some of the ratings, some of your favorites for 2021, and then compile a list and have you guys vote on the favorite audio of last year. And maybe, I don't know, do something with that. Maybe do a part two or prequel to it, or redo it somehow. I don't know yet, but I just want to start recording the best of whatever year has gone by. What else? Oh, I say I don't have goals or set goals, and I don't, like, I don't even notice most of these things, but a couple of things I just want to mention that are exciting for me. I got invited to be a guest on a podcast to talk about my naughty audios. So I don't know exactly when that'll come, and hopefully, fingers crossed, it's still on. But I'll definitely share it with all of you when it comes out. And I am about to hit some milestones. I'm close to getting 1,000 Discord subscribers and close to getting 4,000 Reddit subscribers. And I know those numbers may not seem big in the grand scheme of things, how people have millions of followers and millions. But you gotta understand that erotic audio is very niche, very small. There's not a lot of places that we can post as performers and get followers. And so these numbers, at least to me, are pretty important and pretty substantial, and I'm very happy to be where I am and to almost be reaching those, in air quotes, goals, because I don't have goals, but I did notice that I am coming up on those. So those will be things to celebrate, and hopefully lots more subscribers as well. Sky's the limit there. I've already reached my like 120, so God, let's go for thousands and thousands. My God, I think I'd be under the table in a pool of puddle of squirt, pissy squirt at that point. But hey, it'd be a good way to go. I think that's it. I will be doing the Discord pick of the month. It might come out on New Year's or the first or the second. We're always gonna now be sort of the end of the month, beginning of the month for those. And yeah, that's it from me, ladies and gentlemen. I have enjoyed 2021 with all of you immensely. I love you all so, so very much for allowing me to do what I do. It is all you, all the time, and you deserve all the orgasms and relaxation and joy that I can help bring to you. That gives me joy. So thank you. Have an amazing new year with your loved ones or your hand. just enjoy it when that clock turns midnight. Think of something that'll bring you joy and know that I'm sending you this happy New Year's kiss. Mwah! I love you all so very, very much, my luscious ones. Until next year, Lacey.